There are 66 books in the Bible, depending on which translation you possess. You're holding between 727,000 to 783,000 words. Sounds intimidating, doesn't it? There are some places to start in your study of God's Word for a meaningful understanding. There's the book of Ephesians, Luke's Gospel telling the story of Jesus, which many scholars have compared to a lawyer laying out their case before a jury. You can spend significant time. That'll be beneficial in Romans chapter 8. Then there's Psalm 34, where David succinctly teaches what is required of us, as well as what God has prepared for us. Starting at verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Meaning praise the one who blesses you, just as any child should do with their father or mother. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's the call to gather and worship with others. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. Which is why we're taught to ask. They looked at him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. As Jesus said, it's the meek who shall inherit. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and deliver them. Now, since this is from the Old Testament, many believe that the angel of the Lord refers to Jesus. This is, in effect, David referring to Jesus before he was Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In other words, have faith. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. This is telling you how God will respond to all your just and righteous needs. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. And since this can't be done in public schools, this falls upon you as a parent. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Remember this verse when you're on social media next time. Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. This saying that God hears and sees you, that alone should suffice. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. That's telling you that just let God deal with those who are against you. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nearer to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all, meaning that there will be trials in the life of the faithful, but God will never leave you alone. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. It's wonderful how the end of this chapter is the call for a beginning to those who have yet come to God. So come forward, confess. Equally as important, repent. God will heal and strengthen you in all ways.